This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Harlan Stuven, who is trained in the specialties of emergency medicine and poison management and is the founder of DiningGrades.com. Dr. Stuven's creativity has fostered major changes in healthcare, but his latest career contribution is the development of DiningGrades.com, an online public-oriented restaurant grading system poised to improve restaurant food safety practices. Dr. Stuven, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Well, Eric, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your listening audience.
And the pleasure certainly is ours. First of all, what is DiningGrades.com and why is its mission important?
You know, Eric, there is really an epidemic in food poisoning in our country. 8 people die daily, 250 are admitted to hospitals with potentially life-threatening disease, and 48% of the time it's because of restaurants. The tragic stories that I've heard as a physician, seen in patients that I've taken care of, are truly heartbreaking. The healthcare costs are staggering and said to approach nearly $75 billion. Lives are really changed forever because of food poisoning. Restaurant reputations are destroyed, legal costs close a restaurant, and can even close national chains. So the major causes of this are really sick employees, poor food handling and preparation and service. These are mostly preventable with increased awareness, education, and dedication of food handlers. Our mission at DiningGrades.com is to promote food safety by increasing public awareness and formation of partnerships within the food industry. Other websites offer the public an opportunity to rate, but they focus on service, value, atmosphere. While these are important, none of these issues save lives or reduce disease. Dining Grades is focused on food safety, and it's the only real objective restaurant rating service that's focused on food safety. With reproducible objectivity, we seed improvement, and we really do make a difference in food safety in restaurants and in the home.
Certainly a need that has been lacking for a long time, in my opinion. Now, isn't the municipal health department responsible for restaurant food safety, and why should the consumer be involved in the matter?
You know, when I began to put together the foundation of DiningGrades.com, I talked to a number of government health inspectors. And in fact, two government health inspectors ended up becoming part of our team. Jim Austin, a registered sanitarian and restaurant inspector, says, and I'm going to quote this, "An inspector's job is to ensure compliance with the rules, which in turn should result in safe food being served. They are government agents possessing enforcement authority to ensure safe food." So you can see in that quote, you know, they're not the all and the end all to everything in food safety. There is a national standard for food safety preparation inspections called the FDA Food Code, but unfortunately, it's a set of guidelines left to the states to embrace, and compliance is truly voluntary. Many states or municipalities choose not to follow these scientifically based rules that have been developed by food safety experts, and as a result, national chains need to follow guidelines that vary state by state, municipality by municipality. You can imagine how difficult that becomes for a national chain. But even extrapolating further, food workers who are relocating from one state or municipality to another find themselves exposed to varied standards, and this creates a real significant challenge. Then there is the mistaken mentality of food industry management or ownership, that it's the job of the health inspector to give a stamp of approval on their restaurant. You can see, going back and listening to what Mr. Austin said, that is really not necessarily the case. Even health departments don't pretend to be the end-all to food safety. the language from a typical health department website makes it clear that the real responsibility for food safety lies with food establishments. Let me quote what the Colorado food safety inspection website says. One inspection may not be representative of the overall long-term sanitation of an establishment. On any given day, a restaurant may have greater or fewer violations than observed during an inspection. In addition, some violations noted on an inspection report may have been corrected at the time of the inspection, which are indicated on the report. Although retail food establishments are inspected by the health department, it's the establishment's responsibility to ensure that food safety procedures are followed. So, you know, the county, the municipality, the state, they do have inspectors, but they're even saying that we're not really totally responsible. The responsibility really does lie with the restaurant industry. But even to make matters even worse, there are shrinking dollars for health inspections, especially we've read recently about the shrinking dollars for foreign food health inspections, and some municipalities have cut back with the recent changes in federal funding. There have been cutbacks in food inspection, and that shrinking dollar really creates a need to do more with less. Some restaurants are inspected only annually. Even the busiest can be expected are often inspected only quarterly. The inspections are prearranged. And this all underscores the important void that the public can fill in ensuring a higher level of excellence in food safety. A truly motivated consumer can watch for standard violations. DiningGrades.com was really founded on that principle. DiningGrades.com is a rating system that gives the public a tool to give objective feedback to restaurant management. Restaurant management isn't there all the time. And if the public can watch for violations and feed that information back to the restaurant management or the owners, we truly can see a change, an improvement in food safety. The consumer then really can become the eyes, if you will, for the busy manager, owner, and can be a continual voice that demands excellence in food safety. So, in answer to your question, really, the government health inspector does shoulder considerable, but not really exclusive, responsibility for ensuring food safety. A long-winded answer to your question, sorry.
No problem on that. Good information. So how will rating restaurants on DiningGrades.com help improve restaurant food safety?
Well, obviously, this is critical to why I'm here with you today. Thank you. There really are some common themes found in food safety violations. Some of those are easily noticed by an alert and educated consumer. So let me comment on some of the violations that are common in CDC, Center for Disease Control reports. There's the Center for Science in the Public Interest, and as well the experience of these restaurant inspectors that have been part of our team. So, first of all, the alert, educated consumer can really look for inadequate employee hand washing, lack of employee cleanliness in their clothing, etc., improper use of wiping cloths on the tables. Sometimes you'll see somebody wipe a seat and then the tabletop, or you'll see them use the cloth to wipe down a counter they're preparing on, and then it may fall on the floor and not be adequately clean. Ill restaurant workers. This is a major issue. Bare hand contact with ready-to-eat food. Failure to use personal protective gear. The FDA food code calls for use of hair nets or something that keeps the hair from dangling in the food. And particularly gloves and hair restraints are important to when we talk about protective gear. The presence of rodents or insects in the food prep area suggests that there hasn't been adequate cleanliness. Contaminated contact surfaces. Sometimes we'll see the cook, maybe not adequately cleaning the area he's working on, cross-contamination of foods and preparation. You know, we have to watch for maybe some of the restaurants you might go to have an open kitchen, and you can see whether they're preparing a food like poultry or red meat on the same counter that they're preparing vegetables that will be used in a salad. That's an absolute no-no. Improper holding or cooling of temperatures of the foods, improper cooking of red meats or poultry. You know, they're over the years, people have asked for their red meats to be given to them rare or medium rare. We now know that that is a high risk for certain types of bacterial infection. Malfunctioning of dirty bath, malfunctioning or dirty bathrooms that are used by the employees. So those are a number of the things that the alert, educated consumer can really look for. And then if they observe those things and then report those on the Dining Grade's website, the feedback of that info to the management can really improve food safety in the conscientious restaurant. And for the restaurant that doesn't really care, repeated poor grades will really drive customers away. With the variability in food safety standards, infrequency of inspections, and limited government funding, the public can really assume an increasing role as the eyes and offer a voice in demanding food safety excellence. So DiningGrades.com offers an objective tool for the public for promoting food safety at a grassroots level. So there are a number of things that the average consumer can do through the rating process that will really improve food safety.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Harlan Steuven, the founder of DiningGrades.com, an online public-oriented restaurant grading system poised to improve restaurant food safety practices here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Steuven, how does the listener benefit by rating restaurants on food safety?
Well, first of all, they will become progressively more aware of violations. Through our blog, through our news information, our Facebook link, our Twitter email, we're offering a variety of educational opportunities, if you will, that will increase their awareness of violations. And they learn, and then they become, and they feel empowered to walk away from a dirty restaurant. And doing so could possibly save them or their family from getting sick. Secondly, we offer random restaurant gift certificates for people who are rating. And then, of course, there's the altruistic benefit to society. And, I would hope that everyone would see the benefit of sharing their experiences, be they good or bad, so that we can continually improve food safety and reduce this epidemic.
And what else can a listener gain by becoming an active DiningGrades.com secret diner or user?
Well, we do have a group of people that are kind of the real dedicated core that we call the secret diner. And we send them cards that they can leave at the table at the end of their dining experience that shares with the restaurant that a secret diner has dined here. That gives that individual a sense of a belonging to a cause. And in addition, for those that are really dedicated and want to rate regularly, we reward those raters with restaurant gift certificates that are really based upon the number of ratings. So in addition to what the average person gains by education or learning and random gift certificates and altruism, you know, this cadre of people choose to be secret diners really do benefit directly from their involvement.
And in conclusion, is there any bonus advice that you'd like to share on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, thanks. I as a physician, of course, I'm very sensitive to people suffering and dying from food poisoning, contamination of food. I really personally want to make a difference. I'm hoping to find others who will join me in that cause. Restaurant food poisoning sickens and kills people daily. It accounts for nearly half of all the people who die from food poisoning in the United States. And so when dining out, watch for food safety violations, and be proactive in what you say and what you do. Share your good and bad dining experiences with others. You can use our Dining Grades website. It's a tool that allows you to share it with people that may be traveling through your neighborhood and have never eaten in that particular restaurant. And through this process, you will make a difference, and you may even prevent someone from getting sick or dying. It really is important. Please join me in this effort.
I can't thank you enough for joining us. Certainly a topic that needs to have been covered, and the seriousness of the matter as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Harlan Steuben, the founder of DiningGrades.com, an online public-oriented restaurant grading system poised to improve restaurant food safety practices. And once again, the website of reference is DiningGrades.com. Dr. Steuben, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
You too, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.